What's up, everybody? Good morning. It's Inner Circle Day, and I'm driving down to the event, and I want to jump on and say, what's up?
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world, and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, everybody. So it's Inner Circle Day. Inner Circle Week, which is even better than Inner Circle Day. We've got Inner Circle happening today and tomorrow, and then my Category Kings, which is our upper level, are coming in on Thursday and Friday. And so this is a full week of serving and having fun and being with the people, which I'm just really excited for. Some of you guys know my Inner Circle was our high-end coaching program I had for 7 or 8 years, and I closed it down almost 3 years ago because I was just tired and worn out and, you know, just a lot of things happening in my life, and so we shut it down. And then last year at FHL, we reopened it with some caveats. This year, you have to have won a Two Comma Club award to be in the Inner Circle, and if you want to be in Two Comma Club X, which is the higher end, you have to, if you want to be in the Category Kings, you have to have been at least made $10 million, so Two Comma Club X. So, anyway, which is cool because it makes the groups a higher standard, higher level, which has been awesome. So to be in the room, you had made at least $1 million, which means we can have totally different conversations. You know, it's interesting because we have different levels of coaching and consulting programs. For example, we have our Two Comma Club X program, which is amazing, but it's more so for people who are getting started, having some success, who, you know, but haven't hit Two Comma Clubs yet, right? And it's interesting because in that phase of your business, there's like a couple things you have to figure out, right? The first thing you have to figure out is like, what is it? Actually, before that, who is your dream customer? Who the person you actually want to serve, right? That's the first thing people have to figure out. And they have to figure out, like, okay, this is like, these are my people. Then the big questions are the what and the how. Like, what is it you're actually selling and how are you selling it? And the biggest problem people typically have during that phase is they either are selling the wrong what, right? They're selling what they want to sell, not what people want to buy. Or they don't know how to sell. Like, what's the funnel or the way or the process or like how do you persuade people? So it's the what and the how, right? So if you got the who, this is who my dream client is, who I want to serve. If you talk to Pedro talks about micro niching, like shrinking that who down to like, you know, this is my micro niche, this is my category, this is my people. And then it's the what and the how. So what are you selling and how are you selling it? And so for me, with most people, it's like, hey, let's try thing after thing. Like let's publish a lot. Let's launch a challenge, launch a webinar, and you're trying to figure out like, what is it that people actually want to buy from you? Okay, and that's a little distinction, but it's huge. Like, what do people actually like? Not what do you want to sell, like what does the market want, right? When I got started, my very first idea was ZipBrander, which was a really cool idea. And I wanted to sell it. I paid for someone to build it because I knew that this was the coolest thing I could think of. And it was, but the market didn't want it. It wasn't, you know, I sold a few, but it wasn't the right what. Like, what is it am I actually selling? And so that's why we keep trying different offers and testing things out and putting things out until we figure out eventually, like, oh, this is what they actually wanted. And the second question is then, how do you sell it? And so that's like the mechanism. Like, are you selling it through a webinar, through a challenge? Are you doing it on the phone? Are you doing it through a tripwire funnel, a webinar funnel, like, you know, high ticket funnel, a challenge funnel, a survey or a summit funnel, a survey funnel? Like, it's the what, right? And after you figure out those two things, like, what is it the market actually wants that I'm going to sell? And then how do I sell it? And you know, understanding the persuasion and the process and all that kind of stuff. When you figure out that, so the who, the what, and the how, boom, typically that's when people go from like, I can't make any money online, to boom, Two Comma Club really, really quickly, right? Some people, it happens in a year, some people happen in like weeks after figuring those things out, which is why you gotta be testing and trying a lot of things, right? Figure out like, what does the market actually want? What do they want from me? Because it's interesting, there's one of my favorite YouTube videos, it's called Work to Publish. If you go to YouTube and type in Work to Publish, you'll see it. But one thing he talks about there is like how you have to be prolific and putting a lot of things out there. And he's like, you don't get to pick what you're famous for. The market picks, right? And he talked about these different artists and bands who put out, you know, thousands of songs and things like that. And it's like, they put out 1,000 songs, only, you know, 10% of the songs are any good, or 1% are any good. but because they put out 1,000 songs, those 1% made them the Beatles or whatever. You know what I mean? Like it's that working to publish, is putting things out there. In fact, I heard Tom Bilyeu told an interesting story the other day, and it sounded like he found it in a book or something, so I'm going to try to find it. But he said that there's basically an art class. The first day of the art class, the teacher's like, all right, there's two ways to pass this class. Number one is you can spend the entire semester making one art piece, and you can spend all the time just making it the most amazing, perfect thing in the world. Or number two is you can just come in and every single day you got to create something, and you keep creating something, and it's all about volume. So at the end of the year, you're going to turn a stack of all of your art, and then you'll pass. So those are your two options. Spend the whole year perfecting one piece, or turn a new thing each day. Just fast and, you know, just putting things out there. And he said that at the end of the semester, what was fascinating is the people who tried to perfect one piece of art, versus the people who were putting out art every single day. The people who were putting out art every single day, by the end of the semester, their art was better than the people who spent the entire year on one piece, because they kept putting things out over and over and over. They were publishing, they were putting, you know, volume behind what they were doing. And so it was interesting. So anyway, that's like during that phase of your business, it's all about figuring that out, right? Like, who am I serving? What do they want? How do I sell it? And so it's a volume phase. It's trying a lot of things. It's testing things. It's putting out different offers, different messages, until you find, like, what are the hooks that people stick with, right? And so in our 2,000 Clickbacks coaching program, that's where we're living with people. It's like they're coming in, and if they pick the e-com path, they're working with Allison, and she's helping to find products. They're trying a bunch of products until you find the one that, boom, hits, right? And then our side, we're doing challenges to find the challenge where the messaging resonates, hits, and boom. And then from there, we take that message and we turn it into a webinar, and then, like, that's kind of what's happening at the 2 Comma Club X level. But after someone goes through that process, and boom, they make their first million, hit 2 Comma Club, then they can move up to Inner Circle. And Inner Circle, we can have different conversations. And so the question is, like, what are the conversations that we're having in Inner Circle? Ooh, that's a good question. I'm glad you asked that. So there's different things. And so one of the big questions that people are asking and trying to figure out and stumped with is, like, hey, I have this thing, it's making money now. I hired some people. I got, you know, 10 employees now, or 5 employees now, or something. And I don't know how to run this thing. I'm an entrepreneur. I come up with ideas, like, and now I'm a boss, and I've got employees. Like, how do I function? How do I do this? How do I not go crazy? So a lot of it is systems and operations. It's a big part of what we talk about in Inner Circle. Another part is, like, people perfected their message, right? So saying, okay, well, how do I go from a million to 10, from 10 to 100, from 100 to a billion? Like, what are the things? And it's not necessarily, you know, create another product, another service. It's like, okay, how do we make the back end bigger? How do we increase conversions back there? How do we create front ends that'll acquire customers more profitably? Like, what are the, you know, so it's really like building out the value ladder and getting the pieces in place so that you can, as Dan Kennedy says, spend the most money to acquire a customer, right? Because whoever can spend the most money to acquire a customer wins. And so that becomes the Inner Circle phase is that. In fact, this morning, I have a presentation I'm doing called The Linchpin, which is, like, it's interesting. Like, there, of all the things I've done inside of ClickFunnels in our launch, there was one thing. You know, we would probably have been a $10 million a year company if I didn't do one thing, and it's the linchpin. And so, like, what is that thing? Well, that's what I'm going to talk about today. Literally my presentation is called Linchpin. So I maybe do some version of it at Funnel Hacking Live this year. I haven't decided yet, but I might. So if you want to hear it, make sure you're at Funnel Hacking Live, or join the Inner Circle, and it'll be in the members archive. So, but the linchpin, which is like this thing. And so I got to kind of set the structure. Here's all the pieces in my business, but like this one right here. And it's the one that nobody noticed. It's the one that's like the smallest, the dumbest, but it's like that was the difference between having $10 million your business to $150 million your business, was this one little linchpin. And so it's little things like that. It's not like the, like, try to figure out, I guess it's not almost, it is. It's more work going from zero to million than from million to 10, for sure. And so, you know, Circle's about those things. So it's not so much like here's structured curriculum, here's step one, step two, step three, which is what we totally do in 2 Comma Club X. It's more like, okay, here's a bunch of people doing what you're doing at different levels, and like, let's share the best practices. Like, what are you doing, how is it working for you? And like, it's this collective group, it's a mastermind of people who are all sharing and growing together, which is so cool. Anyway, so that's what's happening in our circle today. Is we've got about 100 people from around the world all flying here to Boise, and it's a mastermind, and we're sharing these types of things, which is really, really cool. Like I said, they're For this group, there's about 100 people. And then Category Kings is a smaller group. There's only 15 people in that one. And that's ran very similar, but it's in a smaller group. And everyone in that group had made at least $10 million inside a funnel. Therefore, they've got past usually like some of these core problems, right? They figure out how to build a team and build staff. They have systems in place. And now they're trying to figure out, okay, like, how do I take what I have and add a zero to the end of it? How do I go from 10 million to 100 million? Like, what's the process? What's the path? And, you know, it's different at that level. So it's just fun. Like, I enjoy this game. It's so much fun. It's interesting, like, when I first would do events way back in the day, man, like almost 15 years ago, I'd do events, and it would do a three-day event here in Boise. And for the most part, we had complete brand new beginners who would come to these things. And I was like, I want to teach them everything I know right now. I want to serve these people and give them everything. So for 3 days, I would go and I would teach literally everything, like everything I knew, everything I understood. And I did that for a couple of years, and it was the weirdest, probably the most frustrating thing for me. It was like, I'd show them all the things, and then they, like, nobody ever had success. Like, I didn't have success stories for years. I'm like, why did they not understand? I'm giving them everything. Everything that I took a decade for me to learn, I'm giving it to them on a silver platter. They don't have to learn it. They just get it, like, handed to them. And it always confused me and frustrated me that people weren't successful faster. And then I remember one event we decided, I was like, I think we're overwhelming everybody. So I was like, instead of us teaching these 3 days things, let's teach day number one only, but extend it out over 3 days. And so we did that. And what was interesting is people understood it better. They started making more progress, but it still was too much. So then we took the day one of that, which would have been like the first 2 hours of the original event. We extended that over 3 days, and that became the new event. And it was just the first piece. And oh my gosh, guess what happened? People started having success. What? I was like, wait, they don't need to know the whole destination. It's like, no, they don't need to know everything you know, Russell. All they need to know is like the next steps, the first steps. Like, what are the first things I need to do to get a result that gives me buy-in so that I'm willing to do the next three steps? I think the problem I had is I was showing people the entire picture and they're like, oh, I don't want to do that, right? Like, this is going to be horrible. And by doing this way, I was able to give them just pieces they need to get the first result, which for us is like, get your first sale, get your first thing, right? They get that first result. And then they're like, oh, that was cool. And I can say, okay, now here's the next step. Here's how you grow. Here's how you grow. And so we started segmenting our teaching, our training that way, and started breaking up over levels. Well, instead of getting the entire 3-day event in 3 days, it's like, hey, you're going to get the first, you know, the first 2 hours, and we're going to do it over 3 days. And then you have a couple weeks or months to implement it until you've actually got it done. Then I'll give you the next piece. Then I'll give you the next piece. And then we'll send you up through the process. And that's how we grew this to what it is today. So anyway, it's fun. It's awesome. I'm excited. Hope you guys are doing well as well. And I cannot wait for you guys to be in our groups. Set that as a goal, right on your board. I want to be in Russell's Inner Circle. And then if you are, like, hey, well, there's the path. Like, get into a Comic Club X coaching program, figure out your what, your who, your how, get to $1 million, come on up, and then we can have those conversations. And then be like, I want to get Category Kings. And then come on up and have those conversations. And then the next group we're launching eventually is called the Atlas Group. And I don't have, for the most part, my group of entrepreneurs aren't quite there yet. Some of them are. But not big enough to have a group that can have a really fun environment to focus on. Okay, all you guys here at 100 million, how do we get to a billion? Because those are the conversations I'm having with my team right now, which are fun. I would love to have that with the next group of entrepreneurs. So we've already named the group. It's going to be called the Atlas Group, but we're not quite there yet. So but that should be your goal. It's my goal. All right, guys, I'm almost to downtown. I'm going to bounce so I can message my team and let them know I'm here. With that said, thank you so much for being you. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Just by default, if you listen to the podcast, you're ahead of 99.9% of all the other funnel hackers out there, because you're the ones who are paying attention, who are plugging into your ears, who are focusing, who are learning. So good for you. You're on the right path. Stick to it. Keep working. Figure out your who, your what, and your how. Serve those people to the best of your ability. And if you do that, you get everything you want in life. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. If you've loved this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it to Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post stuff, and be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you'd like to hear in the future. That'll help me to know what to create for you. Also, Dan Kenny and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift ever, designed to help you make maximum money in minimum time. And this free gift comes with almost $20,000 worth of pure money-making information for free, just for saying maybe. You can get this gift from Dan and from me right now at nobsletter.com. Not only are you going to get the $20,000 gift, you're also going to get a subscription to 2 marketing newsletters that will be hand-delivered by the mailman to your mailbox each and every month, one from Dan Kennedy and one from me. To get this gift and your subscription, go to nobsletter.com right now.